I mentioned it to McGuire Turner, and I mentioned it to you. You told me a few games back after a loss that there were some selfish at-bats. There weren't many selfish at-bats by the Saskatoon Berries tonight.
No, the guys did a good job working the count, getting into, you know, counts where they had the advantage, and then doing some damage.
What was the key to turning things around? Because the first three innings, nothing was going too well against their starting pitcher, and all of a sudden, I don't know if he came unraveled or if you guys just became that much more patient or what the deal was, but it certainly worked for whatever it was.
Yeah, we were just able to get some base runners and, you know, kind of put a little pressure on them a little bit, and then we got a couple of hits there and got the ball rolling.
And your thoughts on your pitchers tonight? You only had to use three of them. Miramontes, I thought, was very good in his debut for you.
Yeah, he's going to be good for us this year. He's got good stuff, good composure, and he'll be a top-of-the-line rotation for us this year. And Colt Davis came in, and he threw well for us, and Gage shut the door for us.
Yeah, Gage, you put him up for some special praise last time he pitched. He's thrown nine innings or so in relief and hasn't given up a run yet, which, you know, knock on wood, continues for you because you need that kind of a guy out in the bullpen.
Well, he's a super utility guy. He's played a little bit outfield for us, shortstop, second base, and on the mound, he's just been outstanding. His biggest thing is he's a competitor. He goes out there and challenges guys and competes, and he's able to throw three pitches for strikes.
Tell me about a couple of guys who, I know Carter Beck landed awkwardly the other night trying to chase down a fly ball. Peyton McCarg, I haven't seen him in a while. Where are the status of those two guys, first of all?
Well, they'll both be back soon here, and, you know, it's nice to have a guy like Oakland Flodell in center field. I mean, he came in off the bench the other day when Carter got hurt and made a big play in the gap, and then today he made some outstanding plays out there. Yeah, he does a good job in center field and covers a ton of ground.
Yeah, you got outfielders have to cover a lot of ground, especially out in that vast center field with the 400-foot fence.
Yeah, this is a big field, and like I said, Oakland does a good job. I mean, he can cover gap to gap and made a great catch early in the game when they had guys in scoring position there to make a final out and a diving catch there, and that was kind of a little bit of momentum change there.
You're starting to make a move and starting to squeeze a little bit the gap that was there from how you started to where you're at now. The team you play tonight's in first place in the division, now 8-5. You're 6-8. You're right there with them.
Yeah, we just got to, you know, take each game one at a time and kind of just get consistency with the way we approach the game. And it's a long season. If we stay consistent with our approach, then we'll be fine at the end.
Joe, should be fun to see you again tomorrow night as you take on this same Medicine Hat Mavericks team on Thirsty Thursday. We wish you all the best here. Thanks, and maybe go grab a wiener from Wiener Wednesday here tonight.
Oh, thank you.